I would like to raise a challenge with you, young peoples, on this final night of the conference. I would like to turn to the Holy Word of God, and I would like to read three verses in the book of Ezra. Now, if you were able to figure the book of Nahum during the gospel meeting, I'm sure you will find the book of Ezra. Right after 2 Chronicles. And 2 Chronicles is right after 1 Chronicles. Chapter 8. The book of Ezra, chapter 8, and verse 28. And I said to them, ye are holy unto Jehovah. Five words. Ye are holy unto Jehovah. Five words. Verse 29. Watch and keep them. Watch and keep them. Verse 31. And we departed from the river Ahava to go to Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hands of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way, and we came to Jerusalem. During our study, we have taken a journey. We have taken a trip. We brought our GPS with us. And we know now what is the King James Version GPS is, right? God positioning system, the Word of God. We have looked in our journey to Abraham and Lot. We have seen example in Abraham and in Sarah. We have seen a warning in Lot and in his wife. And the challenge before us is this. We are on a journey. We started. And the GPS did not say, you have arrived. The signal that comes from heaven. One of these days, we will hear the shout, and we will know that we have arrived. But right now, we are on a journey. It was nice to be here for a whole week, studying the Word of God, fellowshipping with Christians. Enjoying sports. And tonight, it was tremendous to hear the talents that the blessed Lord had given you. But tomorrow we are leaving. You still have your seatbelt on. You still have your GPS with you. Because remember, we have not arrived. This is a step in the way. But I want to leave these five words with you. And I said to them, ye are holy unto the Lord. I want you to remember these five words as you are going on your journey tomorrow. That ye are holy unto the Lord. Young people, you are bought with a price.
You belonged to the Lord Jesus.
He paid a very, very vast ransom. And you belong to him. And ye are holy.
You're going to have to make choices in life. You're going to have to make decisions.
Abraham faced him, and so is Lot.
And you have seen in our journey
the end for these two men and for their household.
You have seen how they both have influence on those around them, and you have influence on those around you. So remember, ye be holy unto the Lord.
What does it mean? What does it mean to be holy?
What does it mean to be godly? What does it mean to fear the Lord? Who is the first man in the scripture that it was said of him he feared God?
I'll give you a little hint here. Anytime, generally speaking, somebody asks you, who is the first time a person did something or said something? Say Abraham. And 99% of the time you'll be right. First man that believed in God? Abraham. First man that was called prophet? Abraham. The first man that was said of him, he feared God. It was Abraham.
Where do we find that? In the book of Genesis chapter 24. When he was going to offer his son Isaac to the Lord. It said of him, I know that you fear me. We talked about that God knew Abraham. He said, I know that you fear me. The fear of the Lord means that I love the Lord from all my heart, from all my soul, from all my strength, that nothing I will withheld from the Lord.
And young peoples, remember that. The fear of the Lord is that your heart, your affection, that the world is after.
The world is after your heart and your affection. And that's why John wrote to the young men and said, love not the world.
The fear of the Lord is that you love the Lord from all your heart, that no one and nothing will be more precious to you than the Lord. When is the next time we read of someone that loves the Lord? That fears the Lord. In the book of Exodus and in chapter 1,
it was said about the two Hebrews midwife in the land of Egypt, that they feared the Lord and they did not hearken to the voice of Pharaoh. To fear the Lord means simply this, not only that you love him from all your heart, but you don't hearken to the voice of the enemy. And the enemy is calling. But young peoples, you have heard, it was the God of glory that called Abraham. In a place where there is much shining and glittering, Abraham have seen something and have heard a voice calling him out of the world. And he hearkened to that voice. And so was in the land of Egypt with the two midwives. They would not hearken to the voice of Satan. And as you go home tomorrow, the enemy will be whispering in your ears, very loud whispers, trying to entice you. Just pitch your tent towards Sodom. The third time we read about people that fear the Lord, believe it or not, they were Egyptian. In the book of Exodus chapter 9, when the Lord said that he is going to send plague on the cattle, it said that those who have feared the Lord, the word of the Lord, to fear the Lord, it means to hearken to his word.
that you've been listening to throughout the whole week. You're going to get your guide from here. You're going to get direction from here. And it's only this book that will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. I have told many of you. You eat three meals a day. You heard that you guys gained 10 pounds at Grove City. I wish you have gained 10 spiritual pounds. It's good to be fat spiritually. It is. It means that you feed yourself and you eat the word of God. Daniel have purpose in his heart. And I want you to purpose in your heart that you at least will give the Lord 15 minutes. Promise me this, 15 minutes minimum every day. If you could give 20, 25, half hour. But I want you minimum. Remember, Abraham gave the tenth of everything to Melchizedek. 24 hours a day, 10% of that is 2-point-something hours. I'm not asking for 2-something hours. I am asking for 15 minutes that you will spend in the presence of the Lord to open his word and to talk with him, to commune with him. You're going to leave from here. You want to make sure that you go to the meeting. Not only Sunday morning, but if there is Sunday night, go to the meeting on Sunday night. Don't forget the prayer meeting. Just be there. Ye are holy unto the Lord. And when the enemy comes and you turn your computer on, just put that verse on the top of the screen there. Ye are holy unto the Lord. And just think of that when the enemy whispers something in your ears. And when your friends will tell you what's wrong with you, why don't you come with us? Let these words ring in your ears. Ye are holy unto the Lord. But then I read a verse that said, watch and keep them. You were entrusted with something, your body, your soul, your spirit. Watch and keep them for the Lord. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Please, don't let it look like an ancient ruin. Your soul, the talents and the abilities that the Lord had given you, use it for the Lord. And above all things, keep your heart. But I have a word for the sponsors. Brother Chuck, every night, stood here, and he challenged the sponsors. Do you know where are those who you sponsors? And I want to raise a challenge with you, you who have brought young peoples here. Do you know where are those who you sponsors? And I'm not talking about are they in this room or are they in their dorm. Where are they spiritually? And when you leave here, would you do me a favor? Would you write the name of the person that you sponsor? And would you follow up and find out where is that person that you brought in here? Check on them. Watch and keep them. Dear saints of God, I struck when we were studying the life of Abraham and Lot. Lot offered his daughters to the world. Abraham offer his son to God. It's a challenge to me. Sponsors, when you go home, you still are responsible for these young ones in you brought. Watch and keep them for the Lord. The daughter of Pharaoh said, take him, raise him up for me, and I will give you your reward. And the Lord is saying the same thing to all of us. Take them, raise them up for me, and I will give you your reward. And finally, the last verse I read, they were going on a journey. They were going on a journey. But before they went on that journey, now I got to find the book of Ezra. It said there, I think it's verse 23, chapter 8, verse 23. He said, and we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Young people, have you ever fasted? Have you ever fasted and prayed? Have you ever dedicated sometimes that you said, I am going to be in my room and I am just going to fast and pray because I need the Lord to help me? Have you ever tried that? Give it a try. But it said in verse 31, and we departed, and the hand of our God was upon us. What a wonderful thing to know that we are leaving here, that the hand of our God is upon us. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen at your home. I don't know what's going to happen at school or at college. I don't know. But I know this, that the hand of our God was upon us. Not only that, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy. He knows that the enemy's out there. Trust the Lord. Cleave to the Lord with a purpose of heart, and he will deliver you from the hands of the enemy. Not only that, and from such as lay in wait by the way. There are those who are hiding, trying to snatch you, trying to take you and destroy your life and destroy your testimony and render you ineffective for the Lord. The Lord deliver us from those. And then it said, and we came to Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus said, those, the men which thou hast given me, I have kept them. He is going to bring us safe, all of us, and nobody will be lost. But what a privilege that from young age to keep in mind, just as he is holy, that ye are holy unto Jehovah. Ye are holy unto the Lord your God. Alexander the Great once had to face a soldier, a coward, who ran away from the battle. And they brought him before Alexander the Great to be court-martialed. And he asked him, what's your name? He said, Alexander. He said, son, you either change your name or change your character. If you call yourself a Christian, be ye holy.